This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Restaurants and hospitality and travel have gotten lots of the early attention as coronavirus job losses pile up. Retailers are going to get hit too. Not a whole lot of brick-and-mortar shopping going to be happening for a while now, right? But some are hiring. Amazon and Walmart, Kroger and CVS, to name just a couple. They are so busy that they're basically hiring armies of temporary workers to handle the spiking demand. Walmart's got 150,000 job openings. Amazon's got 100,000. So we asked Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino what it takes to ramp up a workforce when business is nowhere near what it usually is.
A lot of retailers do have experience hiring a bunch of temporary workers quickly. They do it every year for the holidays.
The difference now is you simply have to do vastly more hiring in vastly less time.
Retail consultant Joel Rampold with Alex Partners says Walmart, Amazon, and other big employers have well-oiled systems for new hires. But with the increased demand they're facing, they've got to speed them up.
There simply can't be the same level of screening that you would normally do.
A hiring process that usually takes weeks is being condensed to less than a day in some cases. Walmart is taking applications by text message and Domino's is doing video chat interviews. New workers are starting shifts before employers finish their background checks. Millions of newly unemployed people are available for work, but Andy Challenger of outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says some of them may hesitate.
The jobs they're asking people to do have this inherent risk associated with them that those jobs normally don't.
Amazon and Walmart have sweetened their offers by raising the pay for many of the jobs by $2 an hour. Meanwhile, the pandemic means employers have to do a little more work to onboard new workers, says David Marcotte with Kantar Consulting.
There is, versus previous times, an additional layer of training, which is I need to keep you safe.
But he says with sales at many retailers soaring, the added costs are probably worth it. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.